Hey y'all, welcome to this Joyful Life podcast. My name is Rachel Witt. It is episode 35. So excited that you are here as we jump in and I fill you in on what the Witt family has been up to over the last 9 months since my last podcast was aired. I'm glad you guys are here just for a Witt family update. Let's get started. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 35, the Witt Family Update. I am so excited to introduce you to our precious baby. This is Esther Deborah Witt. She is absolutely named after Queen Esther in the Bible. We knew that we wanted a strong woman who was courageous and brave and beautiful, and we wanted to speak that name over her. Her middle name is Deborah, and that is my mom's name and Josh's mom's name, but they spell Deborah differently. So we combined the two, and Essie has her own spelling for Deborah, which is in honor of both of her grandmothers. So fun. But we call her Essie, and sometimes we'll call her Esther. We love that name too, but Essie is just the sweetest. Let me see if I can move a little bit and let you guys see. Look how precious. She is just such a sweet and wonderful gift from the Lord. We're so grateful that God gave Essie to us. And back when I did my last episode, which might be 9 months ago now, that's crazy, but back when I did that episode, I remember just feeling out of breath and very nauseous. I knew that I was pregnant. We hadn't told anybody yet. But I knew I was, and those last couple of episodes, I remember being like, you can get through this, you can do it. Those blessings of that first trimester, right? And so then I just really felt like the Lord wanted me to be where my feet were. And I was reminded of the Bible verse, Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is an occasion for everything and a time for every activity under heaven. And other translations will say, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. And I just knew that that season was one that I needed to be fully present in. And not like the podcast was distracting or anything, but I was tired and I wanted to embrace being tired. I was nauseous and I wanted to embrace that. I wanted to embrace every time I felt her move. And I also just really wanted to focus on learning how to be a mom of 6 children. If you are new to my podcast, we have 6 kids. We have 4 boys and 2 girls. Grace has a baby sister. Can we raise a hallelujah? Because she is so excited. She loves her brothers, but she is so pumped to have a baby sister. Essie, you are a gift. So thankful for her. And so we have 6 kids. Our oldest is 14 and he's awesome. Our daughter Grace, well, that's Deacon. Our daughter Grace is 12. We have 3 boys in a row, Carson, Judah, and Silas. They are 8, 4, and 2. And then we have baby Essie, and she's just so sweet. She was born in September and has just been a dream baby. And I know that if you are in a waiting season and waiting to become a mother, it can be hard to hear that someone has a big family or that they had a baby and you want to be happy for them, but you're sad for yourself too. And I just want you to know how much you've been on my heart. And I have been praying for my friends who are in a waiting season to be a mother. And I want you to know, I just wish I could come through the screen and hug you and encourage you in the waiting. So Essie is here and she is such a blessing and a gift to us. And I just wanted to really just be fully present in that season. So I'm rocking and swaying her. And if you're watching on YouTube, like, did you just start rocking and swaying? You know, when you're like standing in the grocery line and you see a mom who's swaying with her baby and you start to sway and you're like, why am I doing this? It's like that instinct the Lord has given us as women that we just feel like when you're holding a baby, you need to be moving, right? And she's doing great on her first podcast. I think it's wonderful. She's sleeping right through this. So I want to thank my friends who encouraged me in the waiting. So in this time where I was like, I just want to be where my feet are, I had so many friends who reached out on Instagram through a message or Facebook through a message, and they were like, hey, I miss your podcast. And I just want you to know that if you reached out, thank you. I know it took time of your day, maybe took some courage to let me know that. And sometimes when we have a piece of encouragement, we kind of hold back a little bit. Like, I don't want to bother them. They might have, I don't know, a handful of messages today. Like, what if they don't see this? Whatever we think, right? When we go to encourage somebody. But those meant so much to me, that in the waiting and in my pause away from the podcast, that you would take time and encourage me. It was so nice. My friend Emily loves to listen to my podcast on Sundays while she has her spa bath. Like, she takes a bath and relaxes on Sunday evenings and listens to my podcast. And I just think that's really cool. So Emily, thank you for telling me that you were doing that. That always just meant so much to me. And my friend Anne, most recently, she and I were at a preschool party, and we were there at our son's school. And she leaned over to me and she said, hey, I really love your podcast. And I was literally, I probably could have fallen on the floor. It meant so much to me that she said that. And I was like, oh, I know, Apple just charged me for another year of podcasting. Because I don't know if you guys know this, I'm not paid to do this. I actually, it's just a fun hobby that I pay to do. I enjoy it, and God told me to do it, so I podcast because he said to, and I really love it. And I told her, I was like, yeah, I know I need to get back into it. And she gave me permission to have so much grace. She said, do it when you can. Like, there's no pressure. You don't have to do it today, but do it when you can. And I can't wait to listen. And it just meant so much to me. So, Anne, thank you. We've been friends since middle school. And that was like a, for such a time as this moment for me that she shared that. It was so nice. So thank you to everybody who's reached out. I'm glad to be back with you all. Just wanted to give you guys a glimpse at what we're going to do as we're rounding out 2024 together. So Friday is my goal, that I will post a podcast on Fridays. Now, if it's ever not there, you are free to ask me, like, hey, is there going to be a podcast this week? But I know that the season that I'm in is filled with grace and flexibility. So if it's not a Friday, but I'm going to really try. Like, I'm not even going to give myself an out. I'm going to really try for that, that Fridays will be our day. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about Thanksgiving next week. It'll be the day after Thanksgiving, but so what? I can't think of a better way to start the Advent season than with just some fun things you can do as a family to focus on gratitude. I think that's still good. So we'll do that next week. And then it is all about Advent and focusing on Jesus's birth and the real meaning of Christmas. It's going to be great to podcast with you all through the Christmas season. It will be so awesome. And then I've got some fun stuff planned for 2025. I want to really encourage the postpartum moms out there. I really want to encourage the moms who are pregnant. I really want to encourage mothers just in general. And then women, if you don't have kids, I want you to come to this Joyful Life podcast and know that you're going to receive a word of encouragement. And I'm excited just to pour into you no matter what season of life you're in. If you're a grandmother who was raising children decades ago, please listen to this podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. No matter what, I know that God is saying, encourage women to walk with me in 2025. And I'm excited to do that with joy the whole way, no matter how full your plate of life is. So lots of great things coming. Can't wait to hang out with you guys on Fridays. You can watch on YouTube. I'll have clips on Instagram and Facebook if you follow me there. And then, of course, you can listen to this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. So share this with a friend if you enjoy this joyful life, and encourage them too. All right, y'all, let's pray it up. Heavenly Father, thank you for the women who are listening. I pray that you would just hold them close if they're in a waiting season right now, and that you would hold them close if they're in a celebrating season right now. Lord, I pray as we focus on gratitude with Thanksgiving and then your son's birth in the Advent season, that we would have hearts filled with joy no matter what, no matter if we're grieving, no matter if we're in a season that just feels victorious, that we would focus on you and consider it all joy. Thank you for my friends who are listening and my friends that will listen soon. In your name I pray, amen. All right, y'all, so excited to come back and hang out with you guys on episode 36 next week. This is Baby Essie. She did great on her very first episode, right? I hope that you all have a wonderful week. Be blessed, and I'll see you soon.